Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's our soon coming King. It is prayer time in the city and over the internet. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up today, started us on a brand new way. You touched us with a finger of love, and we give your name the glory for that. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the ears of the listeners. God, that you will illuminate their spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that something that's said today, that, God, it would give them a new direction. And, God, we give your name the glory, and we tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today, we're going to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Beginning at the 28th verse down to the 31st. And our topic today is going to be, good things come to those who wait. Oh, yes. Good things come to those who wait. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. And the Bible says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Again, good things come to those who wait. If we look at that 31st verse again, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. The songwriter wrote a song and said, teach me, Lord, how to wait. Good things come to those who wait. I know we've heard that all our lives, and it has become a cliche. But I want you to know, if you wait on the Lord, good things come out of your waiting on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. To wait on the Lord is to trust him fully with our lives. It involves looking to him as our source of help and grace in time of need. Those who wait upon the Lord are promised the strength of God to revive them in the midst of exhaustion and weakness, of suffering and trial. Number two, the ability to rise above their difficult times. The ability to rise above their difficulties as an eagle that soars into the sky. And number three, the ability to run spiritually without tiring, and to walk steadily forward without fainting at God's delays. God promises that if his people will patiently trust him, he will provide whatever is needed to sustain them constantly. Good things come to those who wait. Isaiah said, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Good things come to those who wait." Isaiah said, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Good things come to those who wait. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And I know all of you have gone through a waiting period. I know that even the saved or the unsaved, all of us has gone through a waiting period. We wait on the Lord, and we prayed, and we've asked God to intervene in our situations, and it seems like nothing is happening. Well, I want you to know, continue to wait, because good things come to those who wait. Isaiah said it best. He said, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." I know that sometimes our waiting seems like God is not going to answer. Sometimes our waiting on something to come to pass, that prophecy that God has promised or spoken over your life, or that thing, that dream that God has put in you, you're waiting on it to manifest itself. But you're saying, "I waited for years. I waited for 5 years." And when you look back over your life, you say, "Lord, that was 10 years ago. You made me a promise. That was 5 years ago. You made me a promise. And I waited and I fasted and I waged war over my prophecy. I waged war over the promise that you made to me." But God is 5 years down the road, and it's 10 years down the road, and it hasn't come to pass yet. But I want you to know that good things come to those who wait. Yes, we must wait on the Lord. We must wait on God. It's not in our time. It's not our timing, but it's the timing of God. We can't rush God. We used to sing a song that you can't hurry God. No, you just got to wait. God cannot be hurried. His timetable cannot be hurried. We must wait patiently on the Lord. David said, "I cried unto the Lord." David even said, "I waited patiently on the Lord, and he heard my cry. He heard my prayer. He heard me out of a dark pit, and he came to my rescue." So I say to you today, good things come to those who wait. Yes, you can wait on the Lord. Waiting on God is not a waste of time. You can cry out to God, and it might seem like nothing is happening. All you go to bed with at night is a pillow wet with tears. But I want you to know that in your crying and when you're weeping, that if you wait on God, I promise you good things will come to those who wait. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So if you're going through and you're struggling and you're saying, "God, where are you?" You might even feel like Job. At one point, Job said, "God, where are you? I looked for him on my left and I looked for him on my right and I couldn't find him nowhere." Job said that I called for him and he didn't answer me. So Job began to question it in his mind, and he was thinking and he was saying, "God, where are you? Where are you when I called out to you?" And you may be going through some situation in your life. It may be a sickness you're going through. It may be a dilemma that you're going through. It may be just a financial problem you're going through. You may be going through something with your children. It may be you're going through something with your husband. You may be going through something with your wife. You may be going through something with the church. But I want you to know good things come to those who wait. Oh, yes, they do. Good things come. If you give up now, you won't get the victory. If you give up now, you won't get the promises of God. The good thing that's coming to you are the promises of God. When God makes a promise, his promises are yea and amen. When God makes a promise, his promises, I said it and I'll back it up. When God makes a promise, the Bible says that his word is forever settled in heaven. So good things come to those who wait. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Good things come to those who wait. Isaiah knew that. That's why Isaiah said, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Isaiah knew that the strength was weak. Isaiah knew that as we waited on God, we'll get weak and we'll get tired and we want to throw in the towel. Isaiah knew that somebody was going to get weak and let go. So what he said that, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagle. And you know what an eagle does? An eagle fly high and an eagle is strong. And Isaiah said, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Good things come to those who wait. It looks like it may not going to happen. The enemy will tell you it's not going to happen. The enemy is there to discourage you and say, God done forgot about you. The enemy will tell you, no, no, God done forgot who you are. See, he done looked over you. And you still holding on to a promise that he made to you 5 years ago. Well, if I was you, I'd just let it go. And you wrestle with that thing. And you say, God, did you give me that promise? God, did you really speak that word to me? God, did you really tell me to do this? God, did you really tell me to start this church? God, did you really tell me to take over this ministry? Because you're not seeing no results. But I want you to know today that good things come to those who wait. If you wait on God, he'll bring it to pass. If you wait on God, not only will you know that God gave the command and the directive to you, but all of your surroundings will know. If you wait on God, good things going to come out of this. Somebody I'm talking to, I feel in my spirit that God is saying to you, hold on just a little bit longer because I gave you a promise. I'm watching over my word. I will perform my word. And I hear the Holy Ghost say, if you turn loose, you're going to lose. You're going to forfeit what I promised you, because good things come to those who wait. It's not easy to wait on God, especially if you've been waiting 5 years, especially if you've been waiting 6 years, especially if you've been waiting 7 years. But I hear the Holy Ghost in this place today. I hear God saying, wait on me. I promised you. I'm not a man that I should lie. Neither am I the son of man that I should repent. God said it. He's going to do it. Good things come to those who wait. You must hold on. You must settle it in your mind that you heard from God on today, because God wants to encourage you not to give up. He wants to encourage you that he brought you this far, because good things come to those who wait. Visit us on the web, hopefortodayministry.org. May God bless you.